What are we doing here?
We're on the old 14th Street in the Chelsea, I believe.
Meatpacking district.
Meatpacking.
I think we've done this on another episode, too, where you really want this to be Chelsea. It's the gay in you coming out.
Oh, easy.
Look at this segue. I'm trying to get in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a lot of gay talk on the show last Friday.
Kind of, because you're a little bit grabby.
I am grabby.
And so I think we were kind of led to the avenue of if we were to have intercourse with another man.
Right. Who would it be?
And, well, why don't we just play the tape?
There you go. All right.
That's Let me ask you this. If there was a, if you were gay, what guy would you fuck first?
Benicio Del Toro.
Good one! Yeah. Good one!
It's so piercing. That Traffic movie doesn't even speak English, but fine.
The bad
No problem.
There's something, he's very mysterious.
I think if I might have a thing for Kevin Federline, too, because he's so virile. Just impregnates anything.
Who fucks a wigger? Going with a wigger right off the bat?
Someone's fucking them because they keep multiplying, so they figured something out.
I don't think he's a bad-looking guy, but Jesus.
No, he's just, like, so stupid and just makes things pregnant.
You really want to
like that's fucking hot, you know?
I hate fuck a guy.
Well, I mean, I'm not actually gay, so, like, let's just fucking do it. Like, we're going
to... I think I might go with...
I might have a rape fantasy if I was gay, I think.
You know, that's women's number one fantasy, they say.
I've read this. Which is weird to me because it's not even... That it's like not an unobtainable fantasy for a woman to get raped.
That's a good point.
You know, like men fantasize, oh, I want to have a harem of 20 women, but he'll never have that. That's why it's his fantasy. For a woman, she could get raped. She could do it.
Yeah.
No, I just mean like,
you're right.
It's kind of like if your fantasy was like to subscribe to the New York Times. You could do it.
Right.
And she's like, no, I just want it thrown on my doorstep. I don't want to fill out the card.
Right.
What kind of fantasy is that?
You're right. Like, jeez. You know, there's all like these anti-rape classes, you know? You're taking a class to avoid your fantasy. Once again, I'm not too far.
Are there a lot of anti-rape classes?
Isn't that with like the women's karate?
Oh, the defense moves.
The
that
defense
is.
Classes.
So it would be like a guy, what's the number one male fantasy? Two girls at once or something? It would be like a guy taking a defense class against getting two girls at once.
Exactly.
What would the attendance be like in that class? Not very good, I imagine.
Very good.
How many guys need to defend themselves? Yeah, who would you fuck? Who would you fuck?
Yes. I would fuck if I was a guy. If I was going to fuck a guy. The old Freudian, eh?
If you were a guy, who would you fuck?
If I was a guy.
If you weren't a little boy.
I would probably go with Cary Elwes. That's a cool guy. He's a smooth man.
The Princess Bride era? Or like the recent?
Yeah, the Princess Bride, the Crush.
Ooh, Crush. Yeah. Who could forget the Crush?
Also, he was great in, what was he in? Saw. He's in Saw, that's right.
Hot Shots.
Hot Shots. Great Hot Shots.
Liar.
He was kind of douchey in that.
I like that movie, though. Very underrated.
He could go off the claw, man.
Yeah, the kid, you could smell it.
I hated that kid. Get a fucking haircut.
Yeah, they think it's cute if they're bushy haired and shit.
It's like the Jonathan Taylor Thomas thing. Come on.
Fuck.
That was us talking about being gay.
Oh, yeah. Can't believe you went with that guy.
Del Toro.
Well, he's
from the Bull.
He's bad, but I mean, Federline, what are you crazy?
Just so... Seems like he could impregnate me and turns me on. We don't have to recap
true.
All this.
You're
stuff.
Right,
Come on.
You're right.
They lived through it once. That was enough, I think. It's enough for me, anyway. Now, what's with the... You get accused of having a fake laugh a lot. I've grown accustomed to it. Is that bothersome when people say, you know, you're fake laughing?
Basically, all it is I appreciate it. I think it's funny, but for me to laugh, I laugh out loud at the weirdest thing. So this is my way of saying, I think that's good, but didn't really get me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but isn't that almost like a little condescending in a way to just, you know...
Well, then I would never be laughing. So it's your choice.
I might take the never laughing.
Oh, come on. You'd think that.
Well, your
ego would be shattered.
Well, it's only so far down it can go.
Ooh-ah.
I think, I guess because I don't laugh that much and maybe people just think I'm a dick because of it.
Maybe, but I guess you're right, because it is fun when you laugh, then you're like, all right, I really earned it.
Yeah, well, I mean it, whereas you just seem like you're full of shit all the time, in a cute way.
Yeah, I'm trying to help society.
Well, God knows society needs your insincere laughter to lubricate the wheels.
Somebody's got to keep things together.
Do we say who's coming up next?
We got the old Kaplan.
Oh, Mike Kaplan.
Mike MYQ, baby.
Blowing up, just did a live at Goth.
Oh, yeah, won the Boston Comedy Fair.
The Bocofa.
There you go.
And we talked to him about some sex stuff.
Oh, yeah. Not actually a sexy man. Like, he's sexy, but he's not. That's not his M.O. He's not going around trying to bone all the time. Mm, right. We're talking about it.
And so we got into some doggy-style conversation.
Oh, did we ever.
So, anything else?
Oh, no. You're going to love this guy, and tune in.
Mike Kapp.
Oh, yeah.
You're a clean-cut guy, though. It's tough to find dirt on you. You slept with an engaged woman.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Two, actually, if you count the one that I was engaged to.
Right. That's to be expected.
Yeah, not at the same time. Well, not by traditionalists.
Well, you should sleep with the woman that you're engaged to.
No, you should wait until marriage, Matt.
Oh, I stand corrected.
That's you sitting as well. I gotcha with words.
Tricked again.
Yeah, that's...
He's
Well, the one that you that was engaged to someone who wasn't you.
That's correct.
Did she initiate? She wanted out of the engagement, or what?
No, she wanted in it. He sort of sent her off, and they lived in Australia. I don't know how it works down there, but
they travel for a while.
He was still in Australia, and she was traveling, and she told me that she was seeing somebody, but then I found out, and we slept
together.
Technically
true.
Yeah. That's not a lie, but it wasn't everything that I needed to know. I think. Because, we slept together and didn't use a condom, and that worried me, so I was, freaking out about that.
Right.
And then, the next night, a mutual friend said to me, she's like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "Oh, it's me, and it's Annie." And she's like, "Oh, her fiancé, is that the problem?" And I was like, "No, that's not it." And it didn't occur to me until the next day. I was like, "Fiancé's not the word I'd heard earlier."
And no condom, fuck it, or you like...
Oh, no,
paranoid about that stuff?
I'm very paranoid about it. It was the first time I had sex doggy style. And,
wow!
And I didn't know that's what it was going to be. I thought I was just,
How many times have you had sex before that, but not doggy style?
I don't know how many times, but I'd had sex with two women before that. This is when I was 19.
Okay.
I can't imagine you doing doggy.
What do you think his favorite position is?
I would see you as on top, glasses on.
Socks on or off?
Socks on.
Yeah.
With the blue stripe.
The little garters, the sock garters.
Yeah, the sock garters, yeah.
I do sometimes keep my glasses on. I like to be able to see what's happening.
I can see you pumping away doing this one. You gotta keep them on.
It's hard to balance.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Unless you get those basketball glasses, Like Patrick Ewing. Or
their goggles.
I think that would look silly.
That might look silly.
Just tape your glasses onto your head before you fuck.
How funny would that be, though? All right, baby, you ready? You throw those on.
Well, she knows it's go time, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, and then you got a shot clock.
That was Mike Kaplan.
Woo! Not a bad guy.
And then this is going to be an abbreviated episode.
Yeah. This is the racial fun fact of the week?
Yeah. Well, should we say why the episode is abbreviated? We had some technical difficulties at the show.
Right.
Didn't really get the other comics recorded, we had some good times. Victor Varnado, Brooke Van Poplin, Mike Lawrence all did great.
Great show.
Just not going to be on this podcast. Sorry,
shame,
guys.
Shame.
But we do have one more thing to play. This was a racial fun fact.
Have them every week.
And we actually had an anonymous tipster.
Yeah.
Tipped us off on African vaginas.
Wow! Oh, yeah. They have some different customs.
Keeping them dry.
Oh, talk about a dry sense of humor.
Talk about... A dry vagina is what we're going to do.
Oh, boy.
And the different ways to get it, so let's go ahead and do that.
Here we go. But we've got a new fact this week.
We need to start an anonymous tip line. Because this actually came in from a loyal fan of the show.
Yeah.
Who apparently spent some time in Africa. And African husbands enjoy sex with a dry vagina. And she sent me a link with some information. Apparently, some women dry out their vaginas with Mutendo Gugo, soil with baboon urine.
Wow.
While others use detergent, salt, cotton, or shredded newspaper to dry out their vagina. I have to say, if it's a choice between shredded newspaper or soil with baboon urine, I would go for the newspaper. I would. You know, I don't know if it's a multiple choice situation or how.
I totally disagree with you there. You gotta go with the urine. It's some moisture.
Bamboo, just the fact that it's bamboo urine doesn't throw you off, like, or the soil, for that matter.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's bamboo, not bamboo.
Oh, I keep doing that too. I did that.
I've never seen a bamboo take a piss. But you know, you gotta go with the urine. Yeah, plus urine is self-cleansing.
Like lemons, like right? Lemon. There you go. Piss all over a lemon. You couldn't be cleaner, right?
That's not bad. I think that's what's in Pine Sol.
And there was more. That's the new ad campaign. We pissed all over a lemon. Pine Sol. Also, the woman is not supposed to look the man in the eye during the act of sex.
That I like. That I'm a fan of.
We're like, let's not throw out the whole cultural thing here because. It's nice when a girl just doesn't look at you during sex, isn't it?
Well, like when a woman's on top, it's rude. Where do you look? You
know, I'm doing a lot of sex. Just go for the tits. Go for the tits.
Well, then you're just staring at her jugs, and that's weird. Yeah. She's like, is Elliot here?
What is it, intimacy you fear? Is that what's...
I don't know what it is. I guess I don't want her to see the shame in my eyes. Mm.
Every time you have sex, shame?
See the women.
Vaginas. Woo, the drier the better. I thought I knew how to dry a vagina.
Can't live with them? You can live with them.
Yeah, you can live with them. Can't get baboons to piss on them.
Not with any sort of accuracy, anyway.
No. It's a sprinkly.
So that's this whole episode.
Yeah, isn't that sad?
Short and sweet, in and out.
Yeah, but the next one is going to be a doozy.
Yeah, so get yourself prepared for dooziness.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good night, Mark.
And you too, Ruby.
Bye.
All right.